Today she is Masechta Sukkah Daf Mem Dalad. We will begin on Daf Mem Gimel Mem Beis, 20 lines from the bottom. The Gemara continues to discuss, as we did in the previous year, exactly how the Hakafas HaMizbeach, we spoke that they would go around the Mizbeach, exactly what did they do and what did they not do during that procedure of Hakafas HaMizbeach. It says the Gemara, Itma, Rabbi Elazar Amar, Rabbi Elazar says that they used to go around the Mizbeach, Belulav, holding on to the Lulav. And Rabbi Shmuel, by Nasan Amar, Rabbi Chanina, Sanan Chanina by Rava. They used to walk around holding their Rava. The Chen Amar, Rav Nachman Amar, Rabbi Ravua, by Rava. That they held on to the Rava as they circled the Mizbeach. Amalei Rava, Rabbi Yitzchak Berei, B'nei D'Rava B'Bachana, by Uriah. By Uriah means Ben Torah.
I want to repeat to you a very special Dvar Torah that I heard from your father. This that we learned in the Mishnah, that every day they would circle the Mizbeach once. And on Shana Rabbah, they did it seven times. Your father told me, Mishmeid Rebbe Elazar, what they held onto as they circled the Mizbeach, they held onto the Lulav. Eisvei asked the Gemara on what Rabbi Yosef just said from a Braisa. The Braisa says, Lulav doiches Shabbos b'tchilasoi, as we learned in our previous year, on the first day of Sukkot, at least certainly as long as the Beis HaMikdash was standing, on the first day of Sukkot, you're allowed to take Dalaminim, even if it falls on Shabbos. Varova, and you're allowed to take Darova, even if it falls on Shabbos. Besoifoi, if a Shana Rabbah falls on Shabbos. Says the Braisa, Pamachas Chal Shvi, Shalarova, Leyos B'Shabbos. A Shana Rabbah once fell on Shabbos. Vehevi Murbios, they brought these long Aravis. We'll speak about this in the coming Shiurim. Vehevi Murbios, Shal Aravim Erev Shabbos. They prepared them from before Shabbos, v'nichu b'azara, and they were left in the azara. V'kir b'na b'susin, the b'susin who do not believe in the mitzvah of Rava, they don't believe of a Rava, of a Rava, they don't believe in Torah Shabbat. So what they did was they wanted to prevent Klal Yisrael from fulfilling this mitzvah. V'notn v'kovsh from tachas avonim, they went and they put them under the stone. And what they're thinking was that stones are muksa. And since stones are muksa, then they thought that would prevent Klal Yisrael from fulfilling this mitzvah. However, and even though to fulfill a mitzvah, explains the Marsha, they realized that they would do whatever they have to do to fulfill a mitzvah. So the halacha, explains the Marsha, is you're only allowed to be doicha de rabbanon to fulfill a mitzvah when you couldn't have done it another way. But here, they realized they could have done this before Shabbos. So moving the muksa was not something that necessarily had to take place in Shabbos. And since it wasn't something that necessarily had to take place in Shabbos, they felt they wouldn't move it. They wouldn't move it for the to do the mitzvah. But says the Gemara, when the Amoraites came to Beis HaMikdash the next day and they saw what happened and they weren't so knowledgeable in Hilchus Muksa, so they just went, they took out the Aravis from under the stones, they put them on the side of the Mizbeach. And the Gemara explains, as we said, the Braisa says, why did the Baisusim do what they did? They don't believe in the halacha of shaking the Rava, that it should be Doicha Shabbos. Alma, we see from here that the way that they did the mitzvah of a Rava was Minatila. It wasn't just by putting it up against the Mizbeach, it was by actually shaking it. Tiyufta, so this is a question on Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef is refuted
Rabbi Yosef held that the entire mitzvah of Arava was just putting it up on the sides of the Mizbeach. And therefore he said that when our Mishnah said that they went around the Mizbeach, he's going to say that they went around with the lulav and not the Arava. But here we see that they actually moved the Arava as well. So we see from this Gemara that the Gemara is proved, Rav Yosef has been refuted, that the way to fulfill the mitzvah is by moving the Arava. And therefore we have to understand that we know that during Sukkot, we only go around the Mizbeach, we only go around the Bima to commemorate that halacha. We only go around with the lulav, with the dalaminim. We don't go around with the Arava. But why not? If in our Gemara we just learned that it was the halacha, so why don't we make a zeicha for that? So some explain that we only make a zeicha for the Arava on a Shana Rabba, because because the Bach explains, because everybody agrees that they went around with the Dalaminim all the days of Sukkot. The question is, did they also go with the Arava as well? So the way the Bach explains that even if they went around in the Beis Hamikdash every day with the Mizbeach, with the Lulav and Arava, we only make a Zecher for the Arava on a Shana Rabba. And the Pasha Pshat is because it's only the Arava, as we're going to learn in our Shir today, wasn't the same level of obligation as the Lulav, as the Dalaminim, and that's why we only make a Zecha on a Shana Rabba. But according to this, the proper way to do is indeed to go around at least once with the Arava around the Mizbeach, around the Bima, at least on Shana Rabba. Ask the Gemara, Elenitcha. But now that we say that they went around with that Arava, so why don't we do it on Shabbos as well, even after the Churban? Says the Gemara, Kimad Anan Loy Dachinan, as we explained in a previous year, we're not certain when Hoshana Rabbah is, we in Chutz Laretz, and since we in Chutz Laretz aren't certain when Hoshana Rabbah is, and therefore we have no right to be Mechal Shabbos for taking the Arava, so we in Chutz Laretz can't do it. So they wanted to look for consistency in the Nami Lo Dachi, and at Yisrael they also don't do it. Ask the Gemara, but we see that this concern for inconsistency doesn't exist, because we spoke about the Dalaminim, V'yantav Rishon D'Lidon L'Dachi, we in Chutz Laretz don't have a right to take the Dalaminim if Shabbos is the first day of Sukkot, for as we just explained, we can't be certain that today is really Sukkot. The Lidon Loidachi, so that's why we don't take the Dalaminim on Sukkot. Lidhu, but we learned in our previous year that in Eretz Yisrael, if Sukkot fell the first day on Shabbos, they did take the Dalaminim, because in Eretz Yisrael, they certainly know when the Yontif is. So we see that there is no concern about this inconsistency. Answers the Gemara, Lidhu Nami Loidachi. Indeed, the Bnei Yisrael, the Eretz Yisrael, they don't take the lulav on the first day for falls on Shabbos either. Only when the Beis HaMikdash stood did they do so. But once the Beis HaMikdash no longer was standing, to keep the consistency, even in Eretz Yisrael, they don't take it on the first day Yontif. Ask the Gemara, but we, in our previous year, quoted two brises. El Kasha Anitarti. We quoted in that Shia two brises. The Tanach Chodah, the Mishnah taught us in Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis that if the first day of Yontif fell on Shabbos, so the Mishnah taught us, Kol Ha'om Melichan Selevayim Lahar Abayis. Everybody took their Lulavim to the Har Abayis before Shabbos. Or Tanan Idach, and we learned in another Mishnah on Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis that they took it to the Beis HaKnesses. So we asked the Stira, where did they take it? Did they take it to the Beis HaMikdash, or did they take it to the Beis HaKnesses? And in our shir, in our previous shir, the Gemara answered, they took it to the Beis HaMikdash. When the Beis HaMikdash is not standing, they took it
to their shuls. So we see that even after the Beis HaMikdash is not standing, they continued in Eretz Yisrael, taking the Dalaminim on Shabbos. It was the first day of Yontif. Not like Al Gemara is suggesting that after the Churban Abayis, even in Eretz Yisrael, to remain Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz consistent, they didn't take the Lulav, they didn't take the Arava, they didn't take the Dalaminim on the first day Shabbos. Says the Gemara Loi. Edi. Both Mishnayis are speaking about a situation, are speaking of Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim, when the Beis HaMikdash is standing. Only then did they take the Dalaminim on Shabbos if it was the first day Yontif. So how do we reconcile? One says Mikdash and one says Beis HaMikdash, Beis HaKnesses, V'loi Kasha. Kambim Mikdash, when the people who were near the Harabayis took it to the Harabayis. V'kam Begvulin. People who didn't live near the Harabayis, those people took it to the base, to their shuls near their home. Amalei Rabbi Larova, Mashna Davdina LeShiva. So the way we're learning now, asked the Gemara, that the lulav was taken all 7 days of Sukkot, the Dalaminim, and so to the Arava. So asks Abai to Rava, Mashna lulav Davdina LeShiva, Seich LeMikdash. Why do we everywhere take the Dalaminim all 7 days of Sukkot, Zeich LeMikdash? Or Mashna Rava, the Lo Yavdina LaShiva, Zeich LeMikdash. And why by that Rava do we not do so? Amalei, so Rava responded, Hoyl, V'adam Yotzi Yidei Chavosoi, Be'arava Shebelulav. A person can fulfill his mitzvah with Arava the Lulav. So there is no reason to take the Rava every day, because we're already being Mekayim the Mitzvah Arava with the Aravas that we have in the Dalad Minim. In other words, the Gemara's question is that we should have to take it every day, not just the Shana Rabbah. And the Halach is that the reason is because we already fulfill it with the Arava and the Lulav. Amalei, so Abaye says to Rava, Hahumashim the Lulav who the covered lay. When we're taking the Arava and the Lulav, our purpose is to take the Dalad Minim. And not for the Arava. The Chitema, and if you suggest, the Kamagbalay, the Hadamagbalay, that maybe you'll pick up the Lulav twice, and once you'll pick it up to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Arava, and once you'll pick it up to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Lulav, actually, opposite order. The first time you'll pick it up for Dalaminim, and the second time you'll pick it up to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Arava, says the Gemara. We see that we don't do so. So if that would be what the halacha requires, then why don't we do it every day? So the fact that we don't do it every day is a raya that we don't do it till this very day. Is a raya that that's not the way it works. So back to our question: why don't we do the? Why don't we take the rava every day of Sukkot, just like we take the Dalaminim, Zeicher LeMikdash, which they did. But one thing that becomes quite clear in this Gemara, that to take the Dalaminim and pick up the Dalaminim and say that when I'm picking up the Dalaminim, I have in mind both to do Mitzvahs Arava and to do Mitzvahs Lulav, that the Gemara understood is not an option. Why is not the option? Because we can't do two mitzvahs, we can't fulfill two mitzvahs with one ma'isa. And actually I saw that the Rishonim already say, we see this, because the halacha is, that of course every morning before we learn, we're supposed to say Birchas HaTorah. But the halacha is if somebody didn't say Birchas HaTorah, or if he's not sure that he said Birchas HaTorah, he can be yoytze Birchas HaTorah when he says Ahav Rabbah. But the Shulchan Aruch says that if you're going to be Yotze Birchas HaTorah with a Havah Rabbah, immediately after you finish Shema and Shemon Esrei, you should learn, so that the Havah Rabbah should work as a Birchas HaTorah. Now we know, asks the Shal Shuvas Petzel HaChochma, that the halacha is that one can be Yotze the mitzvah of Talmud Torah with learning, with saying Krishma. So the Gemara says, Masechta Menachos, Daf Tzadik Tes Amabeis, Afilu Lekor Adam El Krishma, Shachas Aris. If a person only says Krishma in the night and the morning, Kaim mitzvah slim na Torah. He's mekayim the mitzvah slim na Torah. Shnema lo yomish zamipicha. So why are we looking for another liman haTorah to make the Havarabba that we say into an effective Birchas haTorah? We said Krishma right after Havarabba. If we said Krishma right after Havarabba, that should be the best liman haTorah. We see from here that since we're saying the Krishma to be Mekayim Mitzvah Krishma, you can't be Yotza with the same time also Mitzvah liman haTorah. And therefore, the same thing over here. Our Gemara is saying that perhaps the Gemara is suggesting, Abaye suggested that we should pick up the lulav to fulfill the mitzvah d'alminim, and then pick it up again to fulfill the mitzvah arava. The Gemara, however, did not suggest that we should do the same. We should pick it up once, and with that ma'isa fulfill both mitzvahs. And the reason the Gemara didn't suggest it is because that's not an option. You can't do two mitzvahs. You can't do two separate mitzvahs with one ma'isa, says the Gemara. So now we're back to our original question. Why for the Dalminim do we make a zecha for all 7 days of Sukkot? And we do not do so by the Arava. Answers the Gemara, Amar Azud Mishmei the Arava, Lulav the Raisa, the Chiv of taking Dalminim is a Chiv the Raisa. So that's why Avdin and Shiva, Zecha Lamigdash. So since it's a stronger obligation, we do it for all 7 days, Zeich LeMegdish. However, a Rava is only the Rabbanon, Lo Yavdin Lo Yishiva Zeich LeMegdish, for that we don't make a Zeich all 7 days of Sukkot. Ask the Gemara. We're saying, the Gemara just said, that a Rava is only with the Rabbanon. Ask the Gemara Laman, whose opinion is that the Rava is only with the Rabbanon? Ilay Mal Abishol, if you're going to say that's the opinion of Abishol, Ha'amar, we learned on the Flama Dalaram and Aleph that the Gemara, when we were speaking about the Dalaminim, and the Pasuk, when it speaks about a Ravis, uses the words Arvei Nachal Ksiv. We learned from Arvei Nachal Shtayim. Arvei is Loshin Rabim. So the Pasuk said that Arvei comes to teach us two different times we have to take that Rava. Achas Luluf, that Rava is one of the Dalaminim. Vachas L'migdash, and wants to do the mitzvah of a rov in the base of Migdash. So we see that's the Raisa. Il Rabbanon, and if we want to follow the opinion of Rabbanon, who didn't use the word Arve to teach us that halacha, but still we learned in that shir, Hilchsa Gemira law, that the obligation to take the rova is halacha Mashmi Sinai. Domer of Asi, Amar Abyachim, Mashim, and Chumya Ish Bikas Beis Chorsen, Esnatis. The halach is that through the Shemitah year, one may not obviously work on his field. But 30 days before Shemitah, Rosh Chodesh Elul, we already have to stop working on the field. However, we learned that there's a halach l'Moshe M'Sinai, that if you have 10 young trees, 10 saplings, in a field which is the size of a beis saw, which is 50 by 50 amma, and those trees are spread out evenly among in that base saw. So the field, all these trees are nourishing off that property. There's a loch l'moshe m'Sinai that we could continue working on that property up to Rosh Hashanah of the Shemitah year. Nisach HaMayim, that they poured water on the Mizbeach every one of the days of Sukkah. Arava, where we're speaking about the mitzvah of Arava and Nisach HaMayim, are all halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. So says the Gemara, even if you're not going to follow Abishol's understanding of the pasuk of Arvei Nachal, that the chiv of Arava is a chiv deraisa, it's a halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, according to the Rabbanon. Halacha l'moshe m'Sinai has the same status as a deraisa, says the Gemara, El Amar Rav Zvid Mishmei Derava, Lulav de Islay Ikim and Atar B'Gvulim. There's an obligation to take the lulav even outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Yes, that obligation with the Raisa is only on the first day of Sukkot. But there is a Chiv the Raisa to take the Lulav outside of the Beis HaMikdash. And in the Beis HaMikdash, as we've been learning, there's a Chiv to take it all 7 days of Yom Tov. And that's why, Avdin and Leishiva, we take the Dalmina for 7 days, Zeicha LeMikdash. Arava, however, the less lay ikmina torba gvulim, there is no obligation to take the arava outside the base of Mikdash ever. Everything that we've been learning now, whether it's a deraisa, whether it's a halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, is only speaking about in the base of Mikdash. So because it's less, loy avdinon, we don't make a zeicha for it. We loy avdinon shiva zeicha l'mikdash. That's the way Rashi explains the Gemara. The Ran explains as follows. The Ran explains, we want to make a zeicha l'mikdash. If the zeicha l'mikdash would be just to take it on one day, that wouldn't be a zeicha l'mikdash. That would be the chiv d'oraisa. So once we want to make some sort of a zeicha l'mikdash, doing it on the first day is not a zeicher. Doing it the first day is what the Torah requires. So therefore, we took it all 7 days. By our rava, where we don't have to take it outside the base of Mikdash, so we can make a Zeich LaMikdash, we're just doing it one day. Amar Eish Lakish, Kohan Baal Mumin Nechnosim Beir Ulam Mizbeach, the Aravas were put in the area between the Ulam Mizbeach, and even though normally Kohanim who are Baal Mum may not go to that area, for putting down the Aravas they may. Kedei Lot says Arava, in order to fulfill the chiyuv of the rova, the halacha is that the kohanim who are bali mumim and normally may not be there, for this they may be in that area. So there's a machloikus. The posh pshat is the way the Rambam explains. It's because of esay doichalaisa say. There's a mitzvah of taking the rova, and that is doicha the mitzvah of the loisa say of a bal mum standing by an ulam mizbeach. Others learn that the isser of a bal mum being in such a place is only for the avoida. But when there's no tzairich, when there's no need to be there, but when there's a need to be there, he's allowed to be there. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan, after hearing Reish Lakish make this statement, says, "Mi amalach, I'm not agreeable." So Posh Pshat the Gemara is assuming that, how could you say that the obligation of taking the arava is so strong and we should allow Bali Mumin to go to a place that they're not normally allowed to go to? How can we allow so? Ask the Gemara, what's the question Rabbi Yochanan is saying, Mi Amra? Hui Amra? He said himself how important the mitzvah arava is. Dom Rav Asi Amra Rabbi Yochanan Shimran Chumya Ish Bikas Beis Chorsen Es Natias. We just dialogue, the Gemara that we just learned, Arava v'nisach ha-mayim, are all halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. So why are you saying, why is Rabbi Yochanan asking that why we shouldn't put the Arava there? Ella, Rabbi Yochanan meant to ask was, Mi Amr ben Atila, who says that the mitzvah of Arava is to walk around the Beis HaMikdash, around the Mizbech, and then put it down? Dilma b'zakifa. All that's required is to put a rovis on the side of the Mizbeach. And if all the mitzvah is just putting them on the side of the Mizbeach, so any kohen could fulfill that mitzvah. And we don't have to take kohanim, who are bali mum, and not allowed to be in that area, to do the mitzvah. Mi amar b'bali mumin, who says that the mitzvah is with the bali mumin. And the way I saw the Rashi explains the Gemara with the help of the Achrayim, if the mitzvah is a mitzvah of netila, so every kohen has an obligation to shake the arava. So since every kohen has the obligation to shake the arava, so then even though these kohanim are bali mum, I could understand why they should be allowed to put it, shake it, and walk with it around the mizbeach. But if the entire mitzvah is that the arava should be put on the side of the mizbeach, so then why do I need the kohanim bali mumim to do it? All we're looking for is the result. We're looking for the result that we should have a rovus on the side of the Mizbeach. And if we're looking that we should have a rovus on the side of the Mizbeach, any kohen could do it. Why use the kohanim bali mumim who are not allowed to stand there? Dema b'tmimim. Use kohanim who are not bali mumim. Says the Gemara, we have a fundamental machloikis regarding the mitzvah of Arava. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shu ben Levi. Charama Arava Yisoy Nevi'im, that the Nevi'im from Anshe Knesset Agdoila, Chagei, Zechariah, Malachi, were the ones who instituted the halacha of Arava, the Charama Arava Minig Nevi'im. It's only something that the Nevi'im made a Minig. What's the Nafkamina? The Nafkamina is if you make a bracha on it. If it's a Yisoid Nevi'im that they said that we have an obligation to do it, so then we have to make a bracha. If the mitzvah is only a Minig Nevi'im, then we don't make a bracha on it. Testayim says the Gemara, I'll bring you Rai, Rabbi Yochanan, Yisoid Nevi'im, that it's a Yisoid Nevi'im. Domer of Abba, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, a Rava Yisoid Nevi'im. He very clearly indicates a Rava's Yisoid Nevi'im. Testayim. Ask the Gemara, how can we say that Rabbi Yochanan holds that all the mitzvah of Rava is just a Yisoid Nevi'im? Omle Rab Zeira le Ravua, Miyam Rab Yochanan Hachi, can you say that that is the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan? Vam Rab Yochanan Mishur Rab Nechumya Ish Bekas Beis Chorsen, as we learned already for the third time in our shiur today, Esenatis, a Rava, V'nisach HaMayim, a Halach L'Moshe Mishinai. So how can you say it's only Yisoid Nevi'im, where he clearly indicated it's a Halach L'Moshe Mishinai? Says the Gemara, Ishtamim Keshochada, Rav Avuah was quiet for a moment. He did not know what to answer. And then he said, Amar Shachum, indeed it was Halach L'Moshe Mishinai. But when Klal Yisrael were in Golus, by Beis Rishon and by Sheni, they forgot some of the halachas. This is one of the halachas that they forgot. And they, V'chazor, V'yazdom, and the Nevi'im reestablished them. So in other words, Rashi says that they forgot the Halach L'Moshe Mishinai during Golus, and the Nevi'im, these Nevi'im came back to tell us that there's a halacha. Ask the Gemara, Umiyam Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, the Rabbi Yochanan hold that they forgot mitzvahs, from Rabbi Yochanan, Dulchoim, he said to the people in Eretz Yisrael, originally I thought, Dulchoim, the Torah that you learn in Eretz Yisrael is greater. Because the people who remained in Eretz Yisrael never went into Golus. And since you never went into Golus, your level of learning was higher. Amri, but now I see, he says, that the Dulhoimi, that the Torah that's learned by the people in Bavel was a greater Torah. But whatever you'll hold, whether it was from Bavel, a greater Talmid Chachamim, or Eretz Yisrael, a greater Talmid Chachamim, they didn't forget the learning. So why are you saying that they forgot it and they needed the Nevi'im to reestablish it? Answers the Gemara Loikasha. Kan b'migdosh, this that the Halach L'Moshe Mishinai, that you have to take that Rova, is in the base of Migdosh. Kan, this that the Nevi'im established that we should do it outside of the Beis HaMikdash, B'Gvulin, that wasn't the Halach L'Moshe Mishinai, that was something that was established by the Nevi'im, either by Minig Nevi'im or Yusai Nevi'im. So, and that's why the Gemara is saying that a Rav is a Minig Nevi'im or Yusai Nevi'im. And the question is, do we make a bracha? And we said the difference was, the Minig Nevi'im, we don't make a bracha, or Yusai Nevi'im, we do make a bracha. And Taisu says, based on this, that maybe the mitzvah of making a bracha on Hallel, on Rosh Chodesh, which is a minig, only we shouldn't make a bracha. Because the Gemara here is saying that something which is only a minig Nevi'im, we don't make a bracha. The Rabbeinu Tam, however, Rabbeinu Tam says it's not true. He says, by a rova, where there isn't such a significant act, so therefore, since it's only if it's only a minig Nevi'im, we don't make a bracha. Whereas Hallel, which is much more of a significant act, therefore, even though it's a minig, the halacha is that we make a bracha. There are many questions on this. When do we make a bracha on a minig? When don't we make a bracha on a minig? The minig of Ashkenazim is that they typically do make a minig, a bracha on a minig. The Rambam, however, says that we don't make a bracha on a minig. That's why, according to the Rambam and the Tzfardim, don't make a bracha on Hallel, on Rosh Chodesh. I also saw that the Shevet Alevi, Chelek Aleph, Simen, Kuf, Pei, Hei, wants to make a difference between different minhagim. A minig that has a basis in a deraisa, that sometimes you have to make the bracha midaraisa, so therefore you make a bracha on a minig. But a minig that has no source in the Torah, it's a completely new minig, that there you don't make a bracha. And he gives an example. Lighting Chanukah candles during Chanukah is not just a minig, it's a mitzvah derabbanan. So says the Shevet HaLevi, therefore, even though in lighting the Chanukah menorah in shul is only a minig, the halach is we make a bracha even on the Chanukah candles in shul. Whereas something which is a minig, which is only a minig, he says going to the mikveh on Erev Yom Kippur is only a minig. Bizman is said there's no time that we're obligated to go to the mikveh, so that's why we don't make a bracha on going to the mikveh on Erev Yom Kippur, even Ashkenazim. Amar ba'ami, a rava tzirch shir. In order to fill the mitzvah of a rava, the rava has to have the proper shir. Then it tells El b'fnei atzma. And the Gemara says, in order to fulfill the mitzvah of a rava, you have to hold the rava by itself. Then adam yotzi dechavasoi by rava shebelulav. And you can't fulfill the mitzvah of a rava with a rava and the lulav. You have to hold the rava. You have to hold a rava by itself. Kivin of Mamar says the Gemara, Einan tells of Neatzma, if we just learned that the rava has to be held by itself, so obviously, says the Gemara, Pshitadei Nadam Yoytzeva Rava Shaba Lulav, because when you're holding the lulav and you have the rava in the lulav, you're not holding it by itself. Answers the Gemara, Madatei Mahani Mili Hechadolai Agbe Vahada Agbe, when you didn't pick up the lulav twice. Aval agbe v'hoda agbe. If you pick up the lulav twice, a maloi, maybe the second time that you're picking up the lulav, l'shem mitzvah arova, it should be fine, kamash malon, because you're holding the lulav together, you're holding the lulav with the arova in that lulav, then you can't be mekayim the mitzvah that way. But according to this, if you'll take that arova, let's say it comes to Shana Rabbah, and you have somebody who doesn't have separate aravas, he could technically take out the arova from the lulav, and he'll be mekayim the mitzvah. Rav Chisda, Amar Rav Yitzchak, Adam Yoshi Dechavasa Barova Shabalulav, he holds that you can be mekayim that the mitzvah with the arova and the lulav. Ask the Gemara Kamashura, what is the shear that of the lulav? Amar Rav Nachman, Shloisha Badi Alam Lachim. You're supposed to use three moist branches, three moist aravas. Reshesh Yisama, Afilo Ala Achas Ubarachad. One stick, one branch, Ubarachad and one, Ala Achad is one leaf, Ubarachad is one stick. Ask the Gemara, Ala Echad Ubarachad Selka Daitach. How could you suggest that just taking a leaf will be sufficient? Nobody could tell you're doing the mitzvah. Aleima, what he meant to say was, afil ala achad ubebarachad. One bad, one stick, and has on it one leaf, you can be mekayim the mitzvah. Says the Gemara, Omer Aiva, have a kaimna kamei de rebelozer bret tzaddik, vaisa hu agavra arava kamei. And there was a person that brought an arava in front of him on a shana rabba, shokel chavit chavit, he took the arava and he shook it, v'loi baruch, and he didn't make a bracha, kesavar, because he's obviously of the opinion that the rov is a minig neviim hu, and as we discussed a moment ago, something which is only a minig neviim, we don't make a bracha. Says the Gemara, Aiva v'chizki b'nei barti the rav, Aisa rov l'kamei the rav, they brought a rov in front of the rav, chavet chadet, he shook the rov of v'loi baruch, and he didn't make a bracha on it, kesavar minig neviim hu. He held that it's a minig neviim, and therefore you don't make a bracha. So as we conclude the shear of discussing the ravis, the loch is from here that we're supposed to take a rav. We're supposed to take the rava. We're not supposed to have the ravis on a shana rabba as part of the lulav. We should buy separate aravis. And after taking the separate aravis, what we should do is we should go around with the dalaminim and not with the rava. We don't hold the rava when we go around with the dalaminim. And then afterwards, says the Mishnah Brura, quoting the Arizal, we should pick up the rava. And what we should do, and I'm not sure that everybody is aware of this halacha, but it's clear from our Gemara that you should shake that rava. Because our Gemara clearly keeps on indicating there's a mitzvah of chavita, and the mitzvah of chavita is to shake that rava. You should shake that rava when you're not holding the dalminim, and then afterwards you should bang that rava on the floor, and you should bang it 5 times, and not more than 5 times. And then afterwards, you should put it on top of a keli, bang it on top of something to help the leaves fall off. And that's the minig. That's the minig. I did see that the Kaf Achayim says there is no need to cause that the leaves should fall off. Bang it on the floor 4 times, and that's all. That's enough. And that's why, until we come to the tefillah of Tala Munim on Hashanah Rabbah, we just hold the lulav. We don't hold the arav at all. And at that point, we put down the lulav, because we don't, as we just learned in the Gemara, we don't want to hold the lulav and the arav at the same time. Amar Iva, Havakim Nekameh de Rebbe Elazar Bar Tzadik. I was once standing in front of Rebbe Elazar Bar Tzadik. Vaisa who... I'm sorry. Says the Gemara, Amar Iva Av Kamina Kamidir Rebbe Elazar Bar Tzadik, Asla Kamehu Gavra. There was a person that came to him and said to him, Vamar like Karyosi Isli, I own villages. Karme Isli, I own vineyards. Zeis Isli, and I own olive trees. Vosabne Karyosa, and the people who live in these villages, Mekashkishin Mekarme, they work in the vineyard during the Shemitah year. Vaichlin Bezaisa. And I pay them with the olives for my olive trees. And he asked him, this person asked Rabbi Elazar Bar Tzadik, Oruch Aloy Oruch, if what I'm doing is proper or improper. Amalei, so he told him, Loy Oruch, what you're doing is improper. So says the Gemara, have a Keshavak Leva Ozel. So this person right away left. Omar, and Rabbi Elazar Bar Tzadik commented on this person, Karavesa Dayan Ba'ara Adain Arbon Shnot, I'm living here for 40 years. V'lechamiti bar inish mahalach ba'orkan desachna kadein. I never saw anybody so that act so properly. V'amalei hada asi, and that he listened to my psak, and he right away did, and he did what I said, and he went away. Hada asi, now this person came back. V'amalei my mavit, what should I do? V'amalei afka zaysa l'chashukhia, you should be mafker all of the olives. During the Shemitah year, you have to be mafker your trees. V'tein pritayu l'kakushke kramim, and pay your workers who are working on your vineyard. So before, of course, the Gemara will ask the question, how could he let the workers work in the vineyard during Shemitah? The way to understand the Gemara is because the Pasuk says, V'hoyse Shabbos ha'aretz lahem la'ochlo. We're allowed to eat the perishvius, but all we're allowed to do with the perishvius is la'ochla v'loy l'schayra. We're allowed to eat them, but we can't do business. And therefore, he was allowed to take the olive fruit, the olives, and pay his workers with those olives. And that's why Rabbi Elazar Tzadik told him. So the question is, why did Rabbi Elazar Tzadik make such a strong comment that he never found such a great person? So he says that Dar Al-Khaner says, Rabbi Elazar Tzadik was looking to protect this person's reputation. Here the Tamidim saw that this person wasn't acting properly, so he wanted to tell him, don't think that this person is a bad person, he just wasn't aware of the halacha. But I saw a beautiful pshat from Yisrael Salanter. Because again, Yisrael Salanter is trying to explain that this person, Rabbi Elazar Bar Tzadik, made such a very powerful statement that I never saw a person who's so great that, like, I never saw a person like this 40 years. What was the greatness of this person? So said Yisrael Salanter, typically, when somebody comes to ask a Rav a Shaila, and he doesn't like the psak that the Rav issues, he starts questioning the Rav, maybe what I did is okay, maybe you could find a heter. What did this person do? As soon as he heard from Rabbi Elazar Tzadik that what he was doing was wrong,
He didn't begin a debate. He immediately ran back to his fields to tell the people in his fields, I made a mistake. And stop working. Stop doing what you're doing. Now, after he immediately told them to stop what they're doing, he showed them that what they're doing, he immediately accepted the psak and ran with it to the field. Now he came back to ask, what should I do? But the first thing he did is accept the psak of the Rav. And that's what the Torah means, says Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, that l'sosman adova shi'yigidlcho yomin u'smoil. You have to do what they told you. And then, and without any question, from here we see that you can't fulfill, you can't pay a debt with Shemitah produce, and that's why he wasn't allowed to use the Peir Shvius for paying the olives for paying his workers. What about, I saw the Paiskim discuss, what is the halacha if you could use Peir Shvius for Shalach Monus? So the Mechas Yitzchak says that one cannot use Peir Shvius for Shalach Monus. Because again, we're obligated to pay to give Shalach Monus. If we're obligated to give Shalach Monus, we can't use Peiris that we that Shvita Peiris Lochlov Loyal Schara. I did, however, see that the Shalach Tshuvas Mishnas Yosef Chelik Aleph Simchav Zayin says that you may use Peir Shvius to pay. You may use Peir Shvius for that purpose. So that's the Gemara. What he told, Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik told this person that he could work in the vineyard. Ask the Gemara, v'kishkushi mishari. V'tanya, the pasuk says, regarding Shvita, v'shmiz tishmetenev v'netashta, tishmetenev melakashkes, you're not allowed to work on the field, you're not allowed to plow the field, v'netashta melasakim, from clearing the field. Answers the Gemara, there are two ways to do either. Hats to me pili. One is only to cover up the cracks in the ground. The chadavruy eloni. Another is to help the trees grow. Levruy eloni, to help the trees grow, is indeed osur during the Shemitah year. However, lefstume plini, all you're trying to do is just cover up cracks in the ground. Shari, that may be done in the Shemitah year, and that's what he meant to tell this person to let it be done in the Shemitah year. Says the Gemara, Ama Ivim Mishum Rabbos Batzadik. Al Yehalach Odom Ba'arvish Abosos Yosem Shloshe Pasos. A person should not travel more than three Pasos. According to the Paiskim, it's anywhere between 3 hours and 36 minutes, or between 4 hours and 48 minutes. That's the, because this is measured in time. So nowadays that we travel in cars, it's measured in this amount of time. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Kahana, Loy Amaran El Beise. The reason one shouldn't be doing is if somebody is traveling to his home, and he's traveling to his home, and the people don't know that he's arriving for Shabbos, and therefore they won't prepare for him for Shabbos, and therefore they're allowed to, he shouldn't do so. Avalash Buze, if he's not traveling home, Amayda Nakat Samach. So I saw two pshatim. One pshat is that when he's traveling to a hotel always prepares much because they know that they're going to have guests, and they never know for sure how many guests they're going to have, and that's why they prepare more than they need, and they'll have what to eat. Well, another pshat is just the opposite. When somebody's traveling to his home, he expects that in his home, he should have what he needs to eat. But when somebody's traveling to a hotel, he knows he may not have anything, and therefore he brings along his own food. V'kdamri, loin desrcha, ela afil beisei. What he was trying to teach us is that he's coming, that even if he's going to his house, he should not rely that they will not have, that they'll have enough food for him. And he shouldn't create a situation that the people in his home will be uncomfortable where he came and they couldn't give him Shabbos food. But says the Gemara, Omar Rav Kahana, but did they have a Ovda? I once came to my home late Friday afternoon, but Phil Kasa the Harsan and Layashkhe, I didn't even find a small fish. So of course the Aruch HaNer asked the question. Here the Gemara says
that you're not supposed to travel Erev Shabbos and arrive unexpected to your house. So how did he do so? So the Aruch HaNes says that he was traveling that in a place that was dangerous, and since he was traveling in a place that was dangerous, therefore he had no choice but to arrive to his home, or he was traveling in a place, says the Aruch HaNes, where there was no food available anyway. So what is the concern? You're going to come home and there's no food. Where he was, he wouldn't have food anyway. And therefore, the Magen Avraham already quotes the Agudah that people in his time weren't so makbid on this halacha. And the reason he says people weren't so makbid is because Baruch Hashem in our homes, there's an abundance of food for Shabbos. And therefore, even if you're going to arrive at your home very close to Shabbos, there's usually going to be enough food available for him, and we don't have to worry. However, says the Rach, that still, we have to arrive in our home on time Friday afternoon, because we have to be concerned that he shouldn't come to Chilul Shabbos by traveling too close to Shabbos. And the other concern we need to have is that we should have time for ourselves to prepare for Shabbos. We learned in the Mishnah, Mitzvah Lulav Ketzad, what was the Mitzvah Lulav and Harabayas? Everybody brought their Lulav from before Shabbos, and they had special people who worked there that set up the Lulav on that staba. Tanatana Kamedra of Nachman, Soidrin Agag Ha'itztaba. They set it up on the roof of the Itztaba. Amalei, if you're going to put it out open to the sun, the lulav is going to get dried up. They put it on these benches, and since they put it on the benches, that's where there was no problem that it had a covering and a awning over it, and it's not going to get dried up. There were two rows of benches, one row inside the other row, a double row of benches.